The question was asked, in what way is Yom Tov different than Shabbat? So, we know that on Yom Tov, on the holidays, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, we are permitted to transfer a flame. Which means if I have a flame that's already lit, I'm allowed to take from that fire and light another fire. So, we generally leave a fire on going into Yom Tov, into the holidays. Because you're going to want to light candles in honor of Yom Tov. You might want to cook. You might want to make a barbecue in honor of Yom Tov. You could do that. On Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos. You could transfer flame. So the big difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat is that the Torah writes that on Yom Tov, you are allowed to... So you cut the cake, Vinny. You're allowed to transfer flame, and you're allowed to prepare to cook food items. So that involves from the task of kneading the dough onward. Meaning, I'm not allowed to harvest my field because I want to eat food on Yom Tov. Right? From what point onward can I do? I'm not allowed to grind my flour because I want to make bread on Yom Tov. But once I have flour that's ground, from the task of kneading the dough onward, kneading the dough, shaping the dough, baking the dough, that I'm allowed to do on Yom Tov. Those are the tasks I'm permitted. I am also permitted to carry. That on Shabbat, in order for me to carry, I need an Eruv. I need to enclose the environment I'm going to carry in. Whereas on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to carry. So those are the two prime areas where Yom Tov is different than Shabbat.